Hi, welcome to the InfoBeans podcast series, Express Over Espresso. We bring you stories from the tech leaders who are creating the future of technology. We are a team of product strategists and designers who really love to define, design, and develop future-proof products for leading enterprises. In each episode, our team will converse with known industry leaders that reveal innovation techniques you will love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast series, Express Over Espresso. I am your host, Tarulata Champawat, VP Sales at InfoBeans Technologies. Today, I have Becky Nunes with me as our guest, and we are going to converse around the topic that is very close to my heart, women in technology. The topic is vast, so let's hear Becky's opinion on the same. Hey, Becky, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thank you for accepting our invitation and finding time to converse, Becky. Let's get started with a very brief introduction for those who don't know you. Would you like to introduce yourself in a bit?
Yes. Thank you, first of all, for having so much on the podcast today. I'm honored and I'm excited to be here to talk about my journey and women in this space. My name is Becky Nunez, and my story really starts as a young adolescent, intrigued by finances and strategy. When I was younger, one of my favorite games to play was Monopoly, and I always had to be the banker. So fast forward to college, where I stumbled upon a top five financial industry, and I started my career in banking as a teller. So in the banking industry, I've worn many hats, such as sales manager, call center manager, operations guru, technology product owner, operations product manager, and most recently, the director for the Enterprise Payments Command Center at a top 20 financial institution.
That's amazing journey, Becky. And you have over 8 years of experience in tech. What is the biggest challenge that you have faced over these years?
I would say the biggest challenges I have faced as a woman in technology are when you have an idea, but your idea isn't heard. But when a male counterpart states the same idea, their idea seems to be heard. There are times when we are in the middle of solving a problem and I have this great idea, share it amongst the audience, and it seems like it isn't heard. But again, a male colleague might state the same idea and it was the best idea to come across the group. So what I have tried to learn is not to take this personal and not to discourage me from sharing ideas. There are people who are listening to you, and it's so important to continue to share your ideas and ensure that people are on the same page as you, and ensuring you have those individual one-on-ones so you have people's buy-in. I would say the second one is spending more time building a center of influence, something that females have had to do more than males. Males' counterparts spend less time building a center of influence, and this can be incredibly difficult as strategies may not go as fast as your male counterparts. So really ensuring you know who the landscape is and meeting with those people often so that they have an idea of who you are and what you do bring to the table.
Very well said, Becky. And then there are two sides of each coin. So if you had challenges, you must also have had advantages of being a woman in tech. Would you like to cite those two?
Yes, absolutely. So I would say that the advantage of being a woman in technology is helping others gain a sense of soft skills and empathy. Women, as we know, are biologically very different than males, and this has totally shifted how we treat one another. And I've seen the space become more accepting with the addition of women. So I would say that's a big advantage. And again, as I've grown my center of influence and seen other women do the same, men have really lifted us up in the space. So continuing to add those soft skills and that empathy has really been an advantage to this space in general from a woman's standpoint.
That's right. There is a lot of support everywhere. In fact, this discourse around women in tech has gained much traction everywhere across many technology areas, and not just technology, but across all domains. So we see that and we have been into this, but then we still see there is a huge gap between the number of men and women employed in tech. What kind of advice would you like to give to the policymakers, the organizations, in terms of policies? Are we missing out on them? How can we bring in more female?
You know, I don't know if I necessarily believe we're missing out on policies per se, but there is a fear of jumping ship from a woman's perspective and doing something vastly different than what a woman has done before, especially in our current economic state. There's a fear of leaving something that you're comfortable and going and doing something that you're uncomfortable doing. So I would argue that it's incredibly fruitful to learn as much as one can and not be afraid to take challenges or new opportunities. I would say that I've seen women in tech do a fantastic job mentoring other women. And I've seen this population grown at my current financial institution. You know, policies that I have seen that are implemented and that can continue to benefit the space are including allowing women to go to different conferences to help them learn the landscape of technology, offering different learning courses within the company. But I would say in my current space, there isn't any policies, but again, allowing women to have that courage and that mentorship to learn something new that's completely different than what they do on a normal basis.
Right, Becky, you have suggested very encouraging and amazing ways to encourage women take more interest in tech and data and similar fields. Now, I see a lot of organizations want to be known as equal opportunity employer, and they do want to keep that balance across all genders. In fact, there are organizations that are also engaging transgenders because they want to have that kind of liberal attitude in their team. But despite of all this happening across the globe, though the number of women might increase, there is a huge lack of women in the leadership positions. Now, Becky, you being senior vice president and director of Payments Command Center, how would you feel would be the best way to pull up more women in the leadership positions?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think because women bring a different mindset and outlook to organizations, I think it's incredibly important that we can continue to tap on women in those leadership roles. Women bring a community-driven thinking mindset into an organization or into a space, and this helps lift up other women in addition to driving money into the business. And as technology continues to rise, we need everyone to feel like they have a seat at the table. And if anyone should know that challenge, it's really us women. We want to have that seat at the table. So I would say, you know, again, women bring the community-driven thinking, and we do think about everyone from the front line up into those who do not support the customer directly face to face. And that could be technology. And we want to make sure everyone has that voice. And that's really, really important to help women understand what a journey or a career path to a leadership role can be and really how simple it is and challenging it is to know who to talk to, who to mentor with. But I would say we definitely have to continue to ensure that our women population have more roles in leadership, because you are right, there is a very small population of women who have even a C-suite role, and we would be greatly beneficial to those roles.
Correct. In fact, in countries like India, there is a mandate from the government to have at least 30% of women in leadership roles. I believe these kind of mandates exist in other countries also, and even in private organizations. That also gives a big push to have women upgraded to the leadership role.
Yes.
But still, yes, women are good at multitasking, managing, are more sincere. There are still things like taking care of home, family, motherhood. What kind of advice would you like to give young women looking out to make a career in tech or other domains?
You know, that is a good point. I am a mother and I'm expecting our second child in September. So I totally understand that feeling and that sentiment. Our minds, again, are very biologically different than men. So it's really hard to realize your worth here in the career world and do all of the other things at home. So I think my biggest advice would be don't be afraid to make a move. Build your center of influence and make connections. If we know anything, we know that change is always constant and technology continues to help us drive that change. And I would say, you know, putting my mother hat on, it's also about building that center of influence outside of the workplace and making sure you have people who support you. Because we also see a generational shift where there are men who are stepping into roles where we wouldn't see them in the past. So ensuring that your passions are shared, and that you have a center of influence, not only outside of work, but inside of work, who allows you to continue to have that work-life balance. Just because women continue to rise in this space, and there is a gap, and we need to continue to see that gap decrease. We also have to realize that it will be a journey, and it will continue to be a journey. But we do need those folks to support us, to ensure that we have that support to do those things that maybe in the past we haven't seen before. So again, I think my biggest advice would be, don't be afraid to make a move. It's key. And it's been so incredibly helpful to my journey.
Excellent point, Becky. So my three key takeaways from this: don't hesitate in asking for help, increase your circle of influence, and never ever stop making that move.
Exactly. Beautifully said.
So now, as the name of our series is Express Over Espresso, would you like to express any of your experiences, challenges, anything worth sharing with our listeners, maybe into data analytics, product development, the kind of role you have been playing and enhancing?
Yeah, and in fact, product development was one of my favorite roles and what I'm really passionate about, in addition to data analytics. So before I was moved into a director role for the Payments Command Center for the current financial institution that I work for, I was a product manager. I was a senior product manager for a top five financial industry. And that really sits at the heart of the customer experience. And that person really is the liaison between business supporting the customers and technology. Data analytics, as we know, helps us and allows us to have more access to information that we didn't have before. It allows us to know our customers and our users at a vastly higher pace than we ever have before. So it's so important that those two things go hand in hand, but it's also very new. So the art of learning and ensuring that we can continue to ask those questions, have a seat at the table in both of those roles, either as a product development role or a data analytics role, it brings so much value to an organization. These two sectors is where I began my career journey in technology. And I would highly recommend that for a woman who is passionate about customer experience, whether that be internally to the employees or externally to the external employees, really gaining a sense of what product development is and taking some courses if they're not sure what it is or how to start, to learn more about product development and how it can impact and benefit a company. Again, it was my favorite role. It was so fun to drive user stories, get in front of our business analysts and our customers to ensure that our product really meant something. It was tangible. They could use the UI very frequently, and it was bringing value to the organization.
You are doing absolutely great in your current role, Becky, and I'm sure the kind of experience you have been providing to your customers, they must be delighted. We wish you great success ahead.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. I will say, again, as a woman, there have been challenges with, again, building that center of influence, because it takes us a lot longer, and really having our ideas heard. But you know, the act of continuously learning has really set a path to ensure that when I do have that seat at the table, I know what I'm talking about, and I have that experience. And it's really been a great journey, but there have been bumps along the way, but it continues to get better each time.
Yeah, Becky, with so many words of wisdom coming from you, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how can they get to do that?
Well, I have to say, this has been such a beneficial and fruitful experience for myself. As I mentioned earlier, this is the first time I've ever been invited to something like this. So I am so honored that you chose someone like myself to be represented on your podcast. So I have to say thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for the listeners. And I would say, for any listener who is interested in reaching out, I would say LinkedIn is the best place. That's where we find our best connections and where you guys found me. And I'm so thankful for that.
Thank you, Becky. And for our listeners, this is how we end the episode today, with amazing words from Becky. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode and contact us for any queries at marketing@infobeans.com.